Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
Just a month ago, the NFL suspended a series of players. The majority of them with the Detroit Lions. And then a player with the Washington Commanders. They were suspended for gambling on NFL games. Some of them for just gambling on college games, but they did so from an NFL facility, which the NFL does not approve of. Tony Katz, good to be with you. JMV joins us right now from 93.5, 107.5, The Fan. Because the story, as it started breaking yesterday, was that a member of the Indianapolis Colts was under investigation for gambling potentially on Colts games. Now we have a statement from Isaiah Rogers saying, quote, addressing the current reports, I want to take full responsibility for my actions. I know I have made mistakes and I am willing to do whatever it takes to repair the situation. The last thing I ever wanted to do was be a distraction to the Colts organization, my coaches, and my teammates. I made an error in judgment, he continues, and I am going to work hard to make sure that those mistakes are rectified through this process. It's an honor to play in the NFL, and I have never taken that lightly. I am very sorry for all of this. JMV, how does this all break down? What is happening here?
Well, I think that Isaiah Rogers has played his final game in a Colts uniform. He's got a year left on a deal. Had a tremendous opportunity, you know, given the secondary situation. We've talked about a number of times with Stephon Gilmore being traded and all the needs that they have in that secondary, in particular a corner. But he is, if all this information we've seen so far is accurate, if he actually bet on NFL games, we have seen that hold up as a punishment from the NFL as the entirety of a year. So we can both do the math on this. Why in the world would you need him around any longer if you know he's going to be gone for the entirety of the year? And you know he's got a one-year deal remaining. So if I'm the Colts, I wouldn't be surprised if he got cut here relatively soon once all of the details come out that are concrete and the NFL makes their decision. And, Tony, you brought up something interesting, too. I mean, the whole rules about gambling are clear inside the locker room. There are signs posted saying you can't do it, you know, obviously within the facility. Now, if you have a friend, for example, that would want to wager for you outside the facility, or if you're outside the facility on something else, then that can be viewed as different. I guess you could get away with it that way. The player is still going to get tagged, but not for a year. What I'm saying is, in all this, the rules are murky. The fact that NFL teams are firmly in bed with these sports wagering sites, it makes it really odd, and obviously it looks like something that, well, you're taking the money, but these guys can't do it. But here's the deal. It states right there, everywhere you go, that you're not allowed to do this. There are rules. He did not follow them. And evidently he did it, Tony, on behalf of $25 and $50 parlay wagers, which is just incredibly dumb. So I would be incredibly surprised if he is a member of this team much longer. If it were me, I would just let him loose.
Let's take a step back, talking to JMV from 93.5, 107.5, The Fan, the voice of sports in Indiana. The rules are the rules. You know, the murkiness about the where is different than the murkiness of if you can. And right. It doesn't matter that there's sports wagering allowed. You as a player can't do it. Us as radio hosts cannot engage in plugola and payola. We actually take courses about these things. He's admitting to doing something. The point is that we don't know what the details of the something are. Do we know how long the NFL has been investigating this, and how long were the Colts aware of it?
Well, from what I was told, understood, the Colts just were made aware of it. The Colts didn't know.
Really?
And yeah, the story goes, it kind of seems that Isaiah Rogers knew that the NFL, they were investigating him for this, longer than the Colts knew. So you can, again, do the math on that. That doesn't sound good whatsoever if that is true. And I guess, Tony, what we're doing is we're awaiting the concrete details. But it looks as if he did take part in wagering on NFL games, and the cut and the dry of that is going to be a season-long suspension, as we've seen with Calvin Ridley before as well. So, to me, you just go ahead and move on if you're the Colts. That's something that would not surprise me if they chose to do that.
So now you're Shane Steichen. You're the coach, the new coach of the Indianapolis Colts, and you've now lost this corner. Would you have drafted differently? Are you already looking at who you have in development, or is he going directly to saying who's on the wire, who's available out there? How do they handle this, considering the very strong likelihood that certainly he won't be playing? Whether or not he's cut for the team is going to be a second question we'll get to. Where is Shane Steichen and Chris Ballard going from here?
No, you know, it's funny. If it's true and they were not aware of it, then they may have handled it differently right now, because it is far between on the open market as far as corners were concerned. Now, Tony, we can also understand this, that they were in need. This is something you and I have discussed on this show a couple of different times, how in need they are of secondary help. They were in need of that before, even more so now. But, yeah, I think it stands to reason that the Colts would have handled things a little bit differently had they known. If, again, that is true. Again, a lot to still be kind of ironed out here, but you saw Isaiah Rodgers, as you mentioned, had the statement, so he basically owned up to it. And if all that we've heard so far is true, and I have no reason to believe that it's not, then it's bye-bye time. So you might as well just move on. And
Is Jim Irsay the kind of guy who's going to look at this and feel compassionate and figure out a way to not cut him? Or is this the kind of thing that's going to make Irsay blow his top and he's personally going to throw the guy out of the practice facility?
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to personally do it, but I don't think they're – and I guess I don't have any sympathy for the dude right now either. I don't know how you feel about it. I can't imagine that those around him and Jim Irsay is going to have much sympathy for it. Again, this is if all these reports are concrete, are solid, are true. I don't have much sympathy, so I can't imagine if you're in there. And that's why I kind of brought up the fact that if the Colts didn't know and he did, I mean, that's not going to help the situation or the matters much at all, Tony. So, no, to answer your question, I can't imagine there's much sympathy going on there. This, to me, is going to be a relatively easy decision, whether or not it's just the NFL that ultimately makes it for you. But I see no reason why you have to move forward with Isaiah Rodgers.
JMV, 93.5, 107.5, The Fan. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us on the Drive, Huebler.com hotline.